This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, don't hurt people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Arab English Radio. And so title is Don't Hurt People, and obviously it's self-explanatory whether we're Muslim or non-Muslim. But obviously the thing is, as Muslims, the bar is set really high for us. This is how we are meant to be conducting ourselves, because it's almost a grievous sin to really break the heart of a believer. And it's so, probably you can think about this, and you'd remember some instances yourself where maybe you've experienced this. So I remember, for example, a dear friend who was just finishing her last year of high school in the first year of Corona, and I had posted something on Instagram and about being kind and, you know, being careful with our words, and she had left me a message just to say how much she appreciated that, and in her voice I could hear that she was just about crying when she left that message. It had really touched her. And then came the explanation when I was speaking to her that someone had said some harsh words to her that morning, and he obviously saw her, and this was just a family member probably snapping or using a slightly harsh word towards her. And these things really can stay with people for the rest of the day. I think that psychology has recently said that your feelings just last a matter of seconds, really. But then the problem is we start to think about it more. And that's why, you know, obviously hurting someone's heart, upsetting them because of that really is very tricky, because they can be upset and feel pain and for a whole day. It could even stay with them. A particularly harsh word could stay with them for months or years, and they never forget it. Welcome back to A to Z on Arab English Radio. So obviously I'm talking about not hurting people. Look, there's a little anecdote, a story from one of our famous martyrs, Zeman the Sayyid, who was also concerned to raise children with the same standards that he had for himself. So, for example, he would say to his children, well, don't grill meat in the village, because maybe there's someone in the village who actually smell that beautiful aroma, someone who can't afford meat, and obviously they might, you know, just feel really pained at that, you know, not being able to sort of afford that beautiful meat with that beautiful smell. And he would sort of advise his children, for example, to drive small cars so that they didn't have anything that other people who maybe didn't have the means could desire. And once I think it said that he saw one of the children in a car that he, the Sayyid, thought was too big, and advised his child to get a nice small car, just so you don't bother or hurt anyone. And he would, just as I said before, he, the Sayyid, would always say it's impermissible to hurt anyone's heart. And, you know, I think this is something that we can for sure work on a daily basis. And, you know, it happens so easily. For example, we get in a taxi one day, and maybe the driver was trying to contact us, and, you know, maybe we'd come from somewhere, the phone was still on silent, and then, you know, you get in the car, and then all of a sudden the taxi driver's snapping. And, you know, some people don't shake it off so easily, and this is really the standard. We need to just sort of be very careful with our tongue, with our words in particular, and obviously with other things, but maybe this could be a little habit that we set ourselves, especially with the month of Ramadan, when that comes, to just think carefully before we speak and control harsh words. Don't even let them get out of the mouth, basically. So inshallah, this is just a reminder to all of us, and I Look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.